Pretty highbrow for you.
Yeah, isn't it though?
Yeah. You're being broadened.
Yeah.
Broad-minded, just so you don't become flat-headed.
I wanted to ask you something. Mm. This big backyard is going to be at the caboose. Any chance of getting on the guest list Friday?
You'll have to talk to Kenny about that off the air.
Huh?
You'll have to talk to Kenny about that off the air.
Oh, okay.
All right?
All right.
Nice of you to call.
See you later.
Thanks, bye. Let's go to Barbara. Let's not keep her waiting any longer. You still there, Barbara? Good morning, KSTP.
Brenda.
Hi. Oh, it's Brenda.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Hi.
Off the air, Jer, our little Tex Watson of our Manson family here, had you down as Barbara.
I
apologize.
Bob,
yes.
I just want to offer a sort of a psychological opinion
uh-huh.
or a view concerning the crux of N.D. Rooney's statement last night, his closing statement.
I did not see 60 Minutes,
well,
so you'll have
said,
to brief me.
He said in closing that if Bush would have behaved or talked the way he did concerning his concession to Clinton,
mm-hmm.
he wouldn't have been in he would have been in another position. He would have been president. He would have been elected president.
Yeah.
Well, you know, psychologically, you know, Clinton was trashed, bashed verbally, and lashed. And here, you know, I can't understand. He said that, and sort of, well, I shouldn't say it this way, but saying, oh, and we all like you, don't think we don't, you know?
Brenda?
What?
You know what? It shouldn't really matter what Andy Rooney says at this point.
I hopefully, you know
I
what?
Mean, after the all, guy, we are talking about Andy Rooney.
The guy you wanted won. And you know what?
Yeah.
Those wouldn't have been the first in politic words out of Andy Rooney's mouth. He's been in trouble before.
Oh, really?
With more people than you.
Oh.
With the black community, with the gay community. He's been in all kinds of trouble before.
Women, children,
Catholics.
Shooting like
off
him.
His mouth.
Normally, I like him.
Yeah.
And you know what? I've never felt so personal toward wishing the success of Clinton. I don't know why, but that's how I wish.
Yeah. Well, what was George Bush supposed to do, according to Andy Rooney, in order to ensure re-election?
Not
call him a bozo or
the idea? Do you get what I'm talking about, Bob?
Was he supposed to have hewed to that pledge, read my lips, no new taxes? What was Andy getting at here specifically?
He was saying that Clinton wouldn't have been elected if Bush would have he would have talked like a gentleman.
Oh, to have been presidential?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, that was a very, very minor and miniature. I mean, that was the worst part.
Oh, in other words, negative campaigning?
I guess.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
I think I do. I hope you do.
Psychologically, you know, I don't get it.
I hope you do, because you're the one who saw Andy Rooney and I didn't.
Yes, well, I'm trying to tell
so
you.
Well, I've got to depend on your translation.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Well, if you're upset, it's great therapy to write a nasty letter and send it to that old curmudgeon. Okay? All right. I knew that if I worked on you long enough, I'd crack you up. Put a smile on that mug. Get that sunny side up. Have a great day.
I do.
Thanks.
You.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Final call of the segment, 6:33, 2 minutes before Eyewitness News. Good morning, Scott.
Wow. on the subject of washing your hands after leaving the meat locker,
mm-hmm.
When I was in the service, I was using the men's room one time, and a colonel walked in. He was in the Marine Corps. I was in the Navy. I got done, and I turned around and started going for the door.
This is an old joke.
Is this a joke?
Yeah, it is.
You don't want to hear it?
Well, no, but you need to plainly identify it beforehand as a joke.
It's a joke.
Okay.
In
see,
the Navy,
I don't want to embarrass you with silence.
In the Navy, we're taught to wash our hands after we urinate.
Mm-hmm.
The Marines were taught not to urinate all over our hands.
Did he steal your thunder?
Did I come up and scare your deer away from you? did I jump out at your deer and frighten him just before you shot him?
And conversely, do we drop by McDonald's and bug you while you're working?
No, but
that's,
I wish you would.
That's an old one, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
You bet.
I think, if anything, the last 10 minutes proves that anybody, no matter what your state of mental health is,
right.
You can get on this show.
Everybody's a comedian, have you noticed?
Criminally insane.
Two out of every three callers are comedians.
Just plain criminals.
Yeah. Out-of-work comedians. Now, that's when you know you're in a recession. Also, have you noticed, I've never brought this up, and I guess I've been working in major market morning radio, all told, this station and other stations, for almost 5 years. afternoon drive personalities don't have problems with callers who have to clear their throats. But at this hour, have you noticed that?
I was in the Navy.
Try not to clear your throat, and please plainly identify, even the clearing of the throat, if it's meant to be a joke, please plainly identify it as a joke so we'll know, so we won't embarrass you with that stony, deafening silence. 6:35, I want silence now. I want your undivided attention, because we're going to toss it to Eyewitness News at KSTP TV Channel 5. Art Barron presiding, I trust. Rush Limbaugh Morning Update on the way as well here at KSTP AM 1500.
Good morning. Art Barron reporting from the Eyewitness Newsroom. A 37-year-old woman is in fair condition at this hour after she was shot by robbery suspects at a St. Paul convenience store. The woman was in her parked car with her 6-year-old son last night at a Tom Thumb store at 1275 St. Clair Avenue. Police say two masked gunmen were fleeing the store after robbing it and then fired a shot into the woman's windshield as they passed. She was wounded in the shoulder, but her son was not hurt. Police are looking for the suspects. A man charged with beating a 16-year-old Detroit Lakes girl to death with a metal bar will make his first court appearance this week. 18-year-old William Charles Brown of Detroit Lakes surrendered to authorities over the weekend in the death of Cassandra Norcross. This year's national Christmas tree, destined for the U.S. Capitol, is Minnesota-grown. The Capitol's landscape architect chose a 62-foot white spruce in north-central Minnesota's Chippewa National Forest. Area residents are raising the money to send it to Washington. The tree will be decorated with 10,000 homemade ornaments with Minnesota and Ojibwe motifs, including wooden cutouts of loons, deer, and fish. About 250 local school kids have signed up for a bus trip to the Washington area for that big ceremony on December 9th. Checking out that forecast, cloudy and breezy today with some fog in the morning hours, highs in the low to mid-40s. Tonight, a few showers and drizzle and fog, lows in the mid to upper 30s. From the Eyewitness Newsroom, this is Art Barron for AM 1500 KSTP.
Patrick Roycey.
He's got quite the hairdo now.
It's kind of a Homer Simpson thing.
Yeah.
Kind of a brush back, the flat top with fenders.
Joe Soucheray.
I think deep, deep down he's winking at a lot of this.
Together on the radio.
They look like a football team.
Yeah, menacing.
They're menacing.
Monday nights and Saturday mornings on AM 1500 KSTP.
I got an idea. The refrigerator will talk to the babysitter. Yeah. It was not high concept.
And they've got the nerve to call it sports talk.
And you have never heard such caterwauling in your life.
Are you looking for a special diamond for that special someone? A little later, Bob will have complete details on why you should choose Continental Diamond as your jeweler. Shop and compare. You'll buy at Continental Diamond. Your friends do. So do Bob and Kenny.
39 minutes after 6 o'clock at KSTP. Good morning. Partly cloudy skies, 35 degrees in the Twin Cities. Here's the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update.
A rather smelly situation, folks, in the liberal capital of humankind. Details in a moment.
By the year 2000, over 40 million people will be using mobile phones. Because present cellular phone companies are so overloaded, the FCC has been forced to offer licenses in specialized mobile radio, the third cellular system. Call Express Communications at 1-800-289-1001 and ask for the free information kit and how you can get in on the ground floor of SMR, the third cellular system. SMR, the third cellular system, will be at least 25% less to use than your current cellular phone company and have added benefits like faxing and paging. Imagine owning an SMR license and making money every time someone uses their mobile phone. If you have $6,000 or more, call now, 1-800-289-1001. Many cellular license holders have made millions. Here is your opportunity to own the third cellular system. Call 1-800-289-1001 for the free kit. Operators are standing by. Dial toll-free, 1-800-289-1001.
My friends, the Big Apple, the mecca of liberalism, recently tried something that worked. Talk to anybody that visits or lives in New York City. Sooner or later, in the course of conversation, you'll hear about the sights and smells of New York. Some New Yorkers, you see, have this habit of answering nature's call, whichever one it might be, outdoors. Obviously, this isn't good for the morale of those of us who prefer more civilized methods of finding relief. So in a rare move, the city of New York did something right. They conducted a test. They installed pay toilets, which cost the user a mere 25 cents at several locations in the city. During this four-month test, over 40,000 people used the toilets, and there was no graffiti, no vandalism, not even a mugging reported. More than 2,000 people wrote in to praise the program. But, my friends, this is New York City. Pay toilets are no longer on the streets. It seems the city needs a legislative waiver from the state, then has to take in bids on contracts, then has to go through a public site selection process, then the City Art Commission has to approve the design of a toilet. It's going to be 1994 before this process might be complete. Another shining example, my friends, of why liberal big government and, alas, the streets of New York stink.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. Another lame derivative comedy bit from Bob and Kenny on KSTP, the talk station.
Hey, thanks a lot. It does a lot for my morale going into this segment. 6:41, 19 before 7. Get your throats cleared. Take a shower before you call us at 646-TALK, 646-8255. We don't have this problem on Saturdays. At least people are awake.
Steal a joke you heard last weekend as opposed to, what, 5-6 years ago. Use that.
Could it be that Brenda dreamed as she saw Andy Rooney? That maybe she'd fallen asleep on the old Barca Lounger during his commentary and...
Hey, tell me, her voice sounded familiar. Was that the lady that had the hots for me about 3-4 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Lives with her mom?
If she was an audio separated at birth with anyone, and I mean this in only the nicest sense, it would be with that Linda Blair character in The Exorcist, Reagan McNeil. There in the room,
yeah.
In Georgetown.
Yeah.
Why didn't they just sell the house? Why didn't they just sell the house?
Well, resale
and
value.
And show the house like my wife and I have when our houses have been on the market. Just avoid the room completely. Oh, that's storage.
Yeah, but...
that's storage.
Resale value being what it is these days, you know. I think you could do all the home improvement projects you'd like and nothing would increase the value of that home. You get that possession deal.
See, this is the reason, ladies and gentlemen, that you hear this Young and the Restless music roughly 3 times every time we do Inside Dope on the Soaps.
Cloudy and mild today with a high in the mid-40s. South wind 10 to 15 miles
yeah.
Now. Partly cloudy, 35 now. KSTP, how you doing?
Quit Stalin, Stalin. On all my children, Edmund, Jack, and Angelique were surprised to find Hugo's mausoleum was empty. There is a Hugo's mausoleum. I checked. There is a Hugo's mausoleum here in St. Paul.
No
and
kidding.
And this past weekend, a deer hunter's accident special. On another world, Lorna spent the night with Kevin. Hey, sis, boom, bleep, and bah. That's fantastic. It's happening all over the world, but it's good to see it happen on a soap opera. Lorna spent a night with Kevin, even though he could possibly be the person who killed her father, Lucas. Now,
whoa,
here's the dilemma.
Yeah.
Let's say it's Claudia Schiffer. She's single. Cindy Crawford, the leggy spokesmodel, is married. Let's say Claudia Schiffer, the beautiful German model, she's single. She's ready to sack out with you. And you begin to hear a rumor that she's the person who killed a relative of yours. Do you still go to bed with her?
Hell yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
Heck yes. Wouldn't stop me.
Absolutely.
Later, Kevin hurt Lorna when he said they can't be together again until the killer of Lucas is captured. That is the most lame excuse I've ever heard. I've heard, no, I have a headache. I've heard, no, I just got my hair streaked.
Well, how attractive is the lady?
I've never heard...
How attractive is she?
That excuse. On As the World Turns, Daryl and Jessup fell through an attic window. Finally, realism comes to the soaps. Most accidents happen in the home. It's about doggone time we saw one dramatized for the soap opera genre. This must have been last week. I wish I'd been on hand. On The Bold and the Beautiful, and please be reminded that this music bed is going to re-cue in just a moment and we'll hear it for the second time. On The Bold and the Beautiful, Jack was on the verge of proposing to Stephanie when... Go ahead and fill in the blank.
The phone rang.
Oh, that's
the
a
doorbell
good one,
rang.
That's a good one, though.
Somebody interrupted them.
In real life, you'd go ahead and propose.
What happened?
You'd ignore the ringing phone. You'd ignore the knocks on the door. Jack was on the verge of proposing to Stephanie when she started telling him about how much she hates Felicia's boyfriend, Zach. I hope this didn't mess up his train of thought. Would you just shut up, Motormouth? I'm trying to ask you to be my wife. I've agonized over this for weeks. The diamond is secured here in my left coat pocket. Would you just... on Days of Our Lives, when Philip tried to tell Kimberly that she has a multiple personality. Kimberly, in one of her multiple personalities, threatened to harm Philip if he says anything about her. You know who the name of this personality is? Most people's multiple personalities, they just have single names. Can I hear Claire? You've seen those court cases?
I need to talk to Claire.
I need to talk to Claire.
Right, right, sure.
With this woman, you say, I need to talk to Ditka. I need to talk to Mike Ditka. You're trying to tell her she has a multiple personality, and then Mike Ditka, one of her personalities, threatens to harm you.
This is his last season with the Bears.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
He's gone.
On General Hospital, just before Nikki, that's Nikki with two K's, just before Nikki was slated to walk down the marital aisle, what happened?
The phone rang.
That's right. Or knocks on the door. Just as Nikki's about to walk down the marital aisle, Alan gives her a check for $1 million.
Well, hell, who needs to get married with that?
And tells her to leave his grandmother's ring behind when she splits. Oh, so I guess he's buying her off.
Cool.
I guess it's too much to ask for this kind of realism on soaps. He gives her the $1 million, and suddenly, the press are out in force. The arc lights are popping. Are you going to give up your day job? Just like she just won the lottery.
Yeah.
On Guiding Light, Eleni realized that she got pregnant while in Greece after she slept with Alan Michael, a two-name guy, one of those hyphenate guys. Usually the hyphenate guys, there's very little chance of them getting you pregnant because these guys are usually sissies. The one time she had forgotten her pills in Greece, the one time she had forgotten her pills, she gets pregnant by this sissy hyphenate guy.
Don't you know?
What are the odds of that?
It's going to happen, lady. Mm-hmm. Be careful.
Now, see, them being in Greece, if they had, you know, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Mm-hmm. Everything would have happened. Okay.
That's right. On Loving, Isabel. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. I heard from, speaking of this kind of sexual behavior, I heard from our friend Susie.
Yeah. Oh, Susie.
Year, late last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. She says now that when she makes love outdoors, you know, in this kind of weather, well, let me put it this way. Her description of that area of her physique gives a whole new meaning to the term killing frost. Frost! Can you believe that?
It's pretty funny.
On Loving, Isabel arranged for Hannah to audition for a piano recital for the same day Hannah and Cooper plan to marry. So what does this mean? Hannah's got a conflict. Does she marry the guy on the predetermined date, or does she go to the piano recital?
Ask Lauren Green what
That's
she
what
would
I
do.
Call throwing a monkey wrench into the works. I guess they're depending on some kind of short-term memory loss. She's doing chopsticks, you know, and then she goes, oh, my God, I'm supposed to be married right now. They're waiting for me at the church. And this is the third time we've heard that music bed. On One Life to Live, Max and Luna were stunned to see Jim Verne.
No.
Yeah, Jim Verne.
No.
That's his name. Who Max thought he had killed. That must be a hellacious feeling. You think you've killed the guy, and he not only comes back to life, but his name is Jim Verne.
Verne!
He probably looks a lot like Jim Varney.
Yeah.
Jim fired a shot at Luna, but Max took the bullet.
Well, that's mighty white of him.
Last time I saw that happen was the early 80s. That Secret Service agent who took the bullet for Ronald Reagan. I'd love to talk to him. I'd love to interview him. Ask him, you know, if you had it to do all over again, would you do it, given what you know now? On Santa Barbara, Julia and Mason went to bed together, believing he was elected to the judge's bench.
I'd take a bullet for you. Well, no, wait, I take bullets for you every day off the air after the show.
But Mason woke up to find out that his bedmate Julia had won the election. They were political opponents, sleeping together. On The Young and the Restless, whose music you hear behind me right now, Scott told Lauren that he didn't think it was a good idea to let Molly see the baby. And I think I know the reason why. I
wonder, why is that?
It's like that, remember, do you ever watch Our Gang comedies?
Yeah, I know.
You know,
them,
from the 30s and 40s?
Right. Spanky.
Remember that little baby in the stroller was smoking the cigar?
Uh-huh.
Now, you wouldn't want your intended to see that, would you?
Good point.
You realize that Jack Davis died over the weekend? You know who Jack Davis was? Jack Davis was the was the thug in residence with the Our Gang comedies.
No kidding. How old
had
was
he? Had the floppy hat and that pug nose, you know, and their Edward G. Robinson kind of scowl, that frown. I don't know. I guess he was in his 70s, but he then went on from that role to make a real, you know, respectable life for himself. And now he's gone. I guess only Spanky remains. Let's see Robert Wagner and Jill St. John get into this funeral. Their friend Madeline Rue, who they usually roll in the wheelchair to the celebrity funerals,
right.
She could not attend Roger Miller's funeral.
Why?
With a flat tire.
Oh, you know, damn.
Pulled over to the side.
Where do you carry a spare in a wheelchair?
Anyway, Jack Davis has departed, and we
see
send out our sincerest sympathies to his nearest and dearest.
Why?
And
how old
I guess,
did you say it was?
There aren't that many Our Gangsters, so to speak, left to man the handles, as Patrick called it.
How old was he?
Be a pallbearer. I guess he was in his 70s.
Well,
I heard this on ABC News on Saturday.
People that old are prone to die. So, you know, don't worry about it too much. Yeah. It's going to happen.
Well, they say that the Roger Miller wake was just gripping, moving, touching, poignant. You know, when a musician of his ilk passes,
mm-hmm.
especially as young as he was,
mm-hmm.
there's always, you know, someone on board, perhaps a relative, perhaps a friend of the entertainment industry, who will, during the music portion of the program, sing some hits, sing
some
songs from the deceased. That had to be weird, sitting there and you're dabbing at your eyes, and of course the relatives down front, they're going nuts, and you're hearing "Do Wackadoo." And "Dang Me," King of the Road.
King of the Road.
Maybe a medley, but done in a very operatic fashion, a very reverent,
respectful.
Funereal, respectable, respectful
right,
type fashion.
Sure.
Do Wackadoo. Do Wackadoo, 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 Wackadoo. Hey, we got a break. What did I tell you? Three times with the music bed on Inside Dope on the Soap. 6:52, 8 before 7.
Wait a minute, let me find a promo here.
KSTP AM 1500, Bob and Kenny.
Here's one.
Thanks for being with us. Hope you had a great weekend. I would have preferred in retrospect that you call us and tell us about your weekend to the lame jokes we heard roughly half an hour ago. Clear those throats, too, and take a shower.
So let's say it's the middle of the afternoon and you're in the car looking for something interesting on the radio. Where to turn?
It's a hard one. I can see that coming.
You could try the Turi Ryder Show on KSTP.
She's going to sing Danny Boy, and her hobby is having yard sales.
Turi Ryder.
Oh, man. I'm losing it.
Weekday afternoons on AM 1500 KSTP. Turn it on, and your family will have an interesting reaction.
Look at you like you ought to be committed as well. You should be.
35 years ago, when iOS first opened its doors, the commitment was to quality. Offer the best equipment available, back it with dependable service. Today, iOS is the Twin Cities' only source for the full line of award-winning Canon fax machines, including Canon plain paper fax. Canon, the number one selling plain paper fax in America. But iOS has also continued to evolve its total commitment to quality, service, and customer satisfaction, a philosophy embodied in TLC, Total Lifetime Care Guarantees, including the new No Risk Guarantee. If iOS fails to live up to their TLC guarantees, iOS will buy out your lease. We perform or you don't pay. Discover the benefits of doing business with a company whose heritage is quality. Call iOS today and order your Canon plain paper fax machine. Dial 456-9999. 456-9999. iOS, your Canon connection.
60 seconds on behalf of the official supper club of Bob and Kenny. It's Ed's and Kenny's. No, it's just Ed's. It's Ed Donatelli's place. It's called Donatelli's. That's Donatelli's with an E apostrophe S, and it's located on Highway 10 just north of 694 in Mounds View. They're constantly expanding that menu. Have you noticed, those of you who visited Donatelli's? A constantly expanded menu with recipes from old country. Ed's dad searched the world over, just like you deer hunters were searching for Bambi this past weekend. He brought back recipes that'll have your taste buds going, yow! And all kinds of delicious so-called standard American fare as well. But they specialize in the Italian food. It was written up so glowingly, I hope you'll recall, just several weeks ago by Jeremy Iggers, restaurant critic for the Minneapolis Star Tribune. Right now, Ed Donatelli's throwing that pasta together, that sausage, that pesto. He's going to have it ready for you at lunchtime. So head down there, tell him Bob and Kenny sent you to Donatelli's, the official supper club of this show, on Highway 10, just north of 694 in Mounds View.
Attention woodworkers and do-it-yourselfers. Now there's only one place you need to go for your woodworking needs. The grand opening of Woodworking Unlimited, the store dedicated to woodworking enthusiasts. Woodworking Unlimited has the widest selection of stationary and power tools, woods and stains, clamps, books and videos, and hardware in the area. Come in today and be a part of a grand opening celebration like you've never seen before. There'll be manufacturer demos and information pack seminars. And be sure to sign up for the grand prize drawing for lots of valuable prizes, including a $1,000 grand prize merchandise certificate. And while you're there, create a little sawdust of your own by test driving any item in the store. Woodworking Unlimited features brands like Ryobi, Porter Cable, Delta, ShopSmith, Jet, Hitachi, and more. And you'll get the best for less with savings on hundreds of items throughout the store. Located in Roseville Center at 1151 West Larpinder in Roseville. Hurry, don't miss this exciting grand opening with the works at the new Woodworking Unlimited store.
Now here's a man who cleans himself with $100 bills. Anybody got a plunger?
Ooh.
Bob Yates on AM 1500 KSTP.
Ooh. How unappetizing. I hope you still go to Donatelli's, despite that. I should have arranged with you beforehand to eliminate the bumper music we're hearing right now so I could sing When Willie Comes Marching Home Again, hurrah, hurrah, when Willie comes marching home again, hurrah. Willie Floyd, familiar with him? Gentleman who's incarcerated currently in Chicago. Person with reported gang affiliations could be headed back to the Twin Cities.
Coming home to Minneapolis.
And plans to start legitimate businesses here.
Yeah, right, sure, okay, cool.
Why don't they remake, let's see, there have been three Godfathers. Why not a black Godfather? And he would be the Michael Corleone type, and he would explain to his wife, we're going legit now, Mom.
Original gangster.
He's exploring possibilities in real estate.
Oh, fantastic.
Get that real estate license. What color would the blazer be?
I guess that test, that real estate test, is real tough. He's got a lot of time in prison to study. Real tough.
He's exploring possibilities in real estate, ownership of a beeper phone sales company.
Got a lot of business contacts there you can use. Hey, look, you can be in school, you can be in the restroom, doesn't matter where you are. They can always get a hold of you.
Well, in the event of, let's say, a potential drive-by shooting, a clear shot at someone, you're beeped and you rush to the scene.
Mm-hmm.
A car wash?
Watch those arms, Willie.
Or a restaurant. Willie Floyd's crime scene. And then inside, you know, you head up to the register and you stand behind, instead of a stanchion, you stand behind one of those yellow bands, you know, police barrier, do not cross.
Sure.
You stand, wait for the person in whatever gang color it is to seat you.
Or maybe it would be a really thick pane of glass there at the counter and you'd pick up a phone and order like that. Yeah, I'd like to have a cheeseburger. And then maybe kiss the glass like they always do on TV.
And just like in the old days of the celebrity-laden Brown Derby in Los Angeles, pictures everywhere, autographed pictures, you know.
Al Capone.
Iced tea. Love the ribs.
Yeah.
Good going, Willie. Iced tea.
Yeah. Luther Campbell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Guys
of Two Live Crew.
Done some time.
Willie's headed back here, and he's going legit. Hide your heart, girl.
This is the guy that the officials in town are trying to keep out of town. We don't need his type here.
Mm-hmm,
that's what Minneapolis is saying.
They think he's going to be an agitator. They think he's going to ruffle some feathers, to disturb the calm waters.
St. Paul will take him. They'll take anybody.
We need someone who will be a bridge over troubled waters. We need Art Garfunkel, Paul Simon here in the Twin Cities. Entertainment Notes, Fridley Crime Fighter's Notebook, Patrick Royce's Sports Insights, Part 1 and 2, More Strange Mail, a family-wide separated at birth. Have you noticed that the Clinton family is beginning to look a lot like the Carter family? And they promised they wouldn't! We've got the Wiseacre mother and the And the brother with the drinking problem, oh, wait until this guy hooks up with the Libyans, like Billy Carter did. We've got big problems. All of that coming your way in the next couple hours.
Hey, when you...
As we make the turn here at straight up 7 o'clock.
Did you read the sports page, Minneapolis Star Tribune, yesterday?
Sure did.
See page 2, the hated page 2 section? Yeah.
Patrick got a very favorable review there.
Yeah, and the page that he hates the most.
We'll bring that up with him.
Good.
Just 10 minutes from now. At KSTP St. Paul, Minneapolis, AM 1500, the talk station, home of Bob and Kenny for a Monday.
Partly cloudy skies, 35 degrees right now, looking for a high in the mid-40s. ABC News brought to you in part by Office Max, the office product superstore where savings is the bottom line.
From the ABC News, most European community members meeting today in Brussels are stressing that some way must be found to avert an all-out trade war with the United States over farm subsidies. But France is expected to urge the European community to stand firm against Washington. President-elect Clinton's transition team will be meeting today in Little Rock to begin its first full week of work since the election. Chairman Vernon Jordan says some administration appointments could come by Thanksgiving. Clinton has told reporters he plans to work hard on the transition, but won't be rushed into any personnel decisions. Timothy Ryan, who leaves his job next month as the chief federal regulator of the nation's savings and loans, says after 700 failures, the industry has bounced back. The government is scheduled to post new rules on nutrition labeling today, but a spokesman for the Grocery Manufacturers of America is predicting there could be a delay of up to a month as Health and Human Services Secretary Louis Sullivan and Agriculture Secretary Edward Madigan work out differences on the format of the labels. For the ABC Information Network, I'm Joe Templeton.
Here's a real no-brainer. To improve your bottom line, stop spending so much right off the top. Come to Office Max, the office product superstore. Hi, I'm Max. We stock thousands of brand-name items drastically discounted every day, averaging 30 to 70% off manufacturer's list prices. And you'll have the Office Max low price guarantee. See store for details. Save on everything from fax machines to rubber bands and on items like these.
Save on Mirage desk accessories from Buddy, like the five-pocket metal vertical organizer. Get it for the low price of $10.98 at Office Max. Plus, save on a neon-colored 450-sheet Post-it note desktop cube from 3M. It's priced at just $3.96 every day at Office Max.
Save more, spend less. Another business tip from Office Max, where savings is the bottom line.
5 Office Max locations in the Twin Cities, including Roseville, in the Rosedale Marketplace across from Rosedale Mall.
Good morning, Art Barron from the Eyewitness Newsroom. In St. Paul this morning, a federal court is scheduled to hear the third appeal of a Native American man convicted of killing 2 FBI agents in 1975. A large crowd of supporters of Leonard Peltier gathered last night at the Minneapolis American Indian Center. Members of the American Indian Movement and others say Peltier is a political prisoner who was wrongly sent to jail for the crime. During his trial, the prosecution admitted it didn't know who killed the two agents, but said Peltier aided and abetted the killers. Lawyers from Canada are expected to argue that Peltier was illegally extradited from that country prior to his trial. A Grand Forks, North Dakota teenager is in fair condition this morning after Twin Cities doctors reattached one of his arms over the weekend. 15-year-old Josh Zimmerman's arm was severed Saturday in a towel dryer at a Grand Forks car wash. A friend and co-worker pulled him away from the machinery. After 12 hours of reconstructive surgery, doctors say Josh's arm looks fairly promising. Minneapolis police are looking for arson suspects after an attack on a meat company. Yesterday, 5 trucks at the Swanson Meat Company were destroyed by firebombs after being spray-painted with slogans such as, "Meat is murder." The spray-painted initials, ALF, suggest those responsible may belong to a loosely organized group of animal rights activists called the Animal Liberation Front. The manager of the company says this was the second time in recent weeks his business has been vandalized. People who thought the political season was over, at least for a while, might need to think again. Minnesota's campaigns for 1994 are already underway. Activists from both parties say now is the time to lay the groundwork for the next election. Checking out that forecast, cloudy and breezy today with some fog in the morning hours, highs in the low to mid-40s. Tonight, a few showers with drizzle and fog and lows in the mid to upper 30s. From the Eyewitness Newsroom, this is Art Barron for AM 1500 KSTP.
Thank you very much, Art. 4 minutes after 7 o'clock at KSTP, AM 1500. Good morning. How the hell you doing? It's Monday. You're out in traffic. Here's what you have to look forward to. Art Reeder.
Pretty light rush hour around the metro so far. We've got some congestion on 694. You'll find that eastbound.
near County Road 81, some congestion southbound 169 near Rockford Road, also around Highway 55. Minor slowdowns with congestions on 494, that's westbound near Xerxes Avenue, and also 394 eastbound, some congestion near France Avenue.
First, there was Monday Night Sports Talk.
It's a good thing you got a hole in one, because that's about the equivalent of your math skills.
Plus, as it was a stroke there, it was a net zero.
And now, in the same tradition, Bear Facts and Fish Tales, hosted by professional outdoorsmen Larry the Bear Bowleg and Mark Fish Fisher. These two guys tell it like it really is. Bear Facts and Fish Tales, Monday nights at 8 following Monday Night Sports Talk on AM 1500 KSTP.
When it comes to quality muffler work, you can count on the experts at CarX Muffler and Brake Shops for professional service, quality parts, and value. For the CarX Muffler and Brake Shop nearest you, check your Yellow Pages, now open in West St. Paul at South Robert Street and Wentworth.
For most people, taking their car to the dealership is inconvenient. For me, it'd kind of be like camping by Lake Wichitoga without a bug swatter. Difficult, to say the least. See, I own a ranch 150 miles from town, so usually going in for warranty service it means staying at a motel and hiring someone to feed my animals. But I own a new Oldsmobile. They take care of me. Said if they need to keep my car overnight, they'd be happy to give me a loaner at no charge. Now that's hospitality.
Courtesy Transportation. Just one part of the Oldsmobile Edge. The most complete commitment to owner satisfaction in the industry.
Why, they make owning a car kind of like beating a dozen debutantes in a bucking horse contest. Easy, to say the least. You know, there really is a car company that cares. Oldsmobile has the edge.
It's the confidence that comes standard at no extra cost with every new Oldsmobile. Call 1-800-524-EDGE for a free brochure or see your dealer for details. The Oldsmobile Edge. Complete owner care from the power of intelligent engineering.
His long career has seen him elaborately costumed to resemble a hard luck country singer, a policeman, a lawyer for a mafia don. Most recently, he was heavily made up to look exactly like former Soviet strongman Joseph Stalin. And now, Academy Award-winning actor Robert Duvall has undergone the ultimate metamorphosis. Yes, you guessed it. Robert Duvall's voice has been electronically enhanced to make him sound exactly like...
Somewhere, my love.
Roger Whittaker.
There will be songs to sing.
Duvall is Whittaker, but you can't hear it on HBO, only on Bob and Kenny Records and Tapes. Premiering in stores November 21st, it's gonna be Stalin-sational.
Me, Oscar winner, Robert Duvall, heavily made up, look like Stalin, sound like Stalin too. Ever hear recording of Stalin? Me, Bob Duvall, have Stalin down pat. Anyway, where was I? Oh, get butts out of bed. Bob and Kenny time, you incompetent fool!
Just two more weeks and this will all be out of our system. You like the way I pronounce Joseph Stalin? 708 52 before 8 KSTP AM 1500 and Bob and Kenny on a Monday. Thanks for taking us with you on your way to home and or office. Patrick Royce, Sports Insights, Part 1. So much to talk about. So much to see and do. Let me hear those drums. That reminds me to drum the point home that I gained two games on Patrick in our rivalry yesterday.
Which what now? That means you're behind by...
10 games.
10 games.
Yeah. 10 games with roughly 7 to play. I think the bye weeks... are over with. So the bye BYE weeks are over with.
You've won the past 2 years.
That's correct. In a walk.
Now, it's starting to look like Patrick might win this year.
It's beginning to look like a Patrick kind of year, isn't it?
Are you going to hold up your end of the bargain and take him to Donatelli's?
I tried last year and failed. I've got to get him there by hook or crook.
All right.
Perhaps if he wins this year, he'll let me treat him. Who knows? But he is here, so let's go to him now. Let's not waste any more of his time. He's a busy man. Good morning, sir.
Hello there.
Sir, there was no letdown yesterday. You guessed letdown on Thursday when we picked the teams. No letdown on either the Vikings' part or the Cowboys' part.
Yeah, I guessed letdown. I don't think we guessed letdown on Dallas, did we? I guessed letdown on Vikings, and boy, was I wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But, They actually, Tampa Bay was ready to play a pretty good football game, too, I think. I mean, they DeBerg was running those pass fakes, and, you know, the Vikings, he was able to complete some passes over the middle. But, man, every time they got down by the 25-yard line, somebody just ran in there, threw him on his back, and
yep.
They got a fumble or an interception, or just all of a sudden it would be, you know, Tampa Bay would be down in there. You'd think they had a chance to make a game out of it, and you'd look up and they'd be third and 28 or something like that because they'd get a holding penalty and a sack, and Vikings just bullied them when they had to.
You've got to make Dennis Green feel good. You're on the road, and your defense accounts for at least a couple of scores. I thought this was going to remind me of when they went to Cincinnati and kicked butt there.
Yeah, although they didn't quite that Cincinnati game was an absolute rout.
Mm-hmm.
I actually thought they manhandled the Bears more than they manhandled Tampa Bay yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, but they, you know, they made the great plays when they had to. And, man alive, that's four defensive touchdowns in 2 weeks. They've returned four pass interceptions for touchdowns already this year. I don't know how many times they did that last year, but it wasn't too many.
So. What I like about the Vikes is, though, is that when they mount that 14-0 first quarter lead, and a lot of these games have been over in the first half, they put the clamps on you. They don't let you come back. Dallas has let people come back a couple of times this year in the second half.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dallas does have a little tougher schedule than the Vikings. They have to play the Giants twice, the Eagles twice, the Redskins twice. You look at the division the Vikings are in now, and I mean this is an absolute cakewalk.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears are three games behind them, and they're the closest there is. So I mean it's the Vikings have the luxury of throwing around teams that they are a lot better than. Dallas has a little tougher schedule, and Dallas had an opportunity to play one of those Central Division teams yesterday, Bob, and we saw what happened.
Yes, and congrats to the Vikes. Kudos to them and to Dallas for keeping our interest in the NFL up after roughly half the season now concluded. On the other hand, what is the opposite of a kudo? What do the Houston Oilers deserve for that ridiculous performance yesterday? This team is not going to make the playoffs. They don't care.
They come in here Sunday. The Vikings will kill them. I mean, they're come in here and play that soft football that they play, and the Vikings will, you know, blow them out of the dome, I would have to think. I can tip my hand on that pick, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what the spot is. I'm going to take the Vikings in
mm-hmm.
that game.
Yeah.
But I tell you one thing. When Dennis Green talked about tempo this in August, and this is our tempo, and when they went into Washington and won 30-0, and and they beat Cleveland, however bad it was, I can't remember, 52-something.
Yeah.
It sounded like nonsense, but this team does play at a tempo. I mean, they do not let you up. You're right. I mean, they get you down, they keep you down, they you know, then they come out and you know, the first thing they do is they take the opening kickoff, go down, score a touchdown. Second half yesterday, the first thing they do is get a defensive touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, they keep coming after you. They don't let you up for air. And it's to convince your team to play this hard, you know, even when it's obvious that the opposition is can't play with you, you know, I mean, to have the Vikings play as hard as they did defensively the entire game yesterday when it's an obvious cakewalk is pretty amazing.
The Vikings win helped me to a 7-6 mark in predictions this weekend, helped you to a 5-8 mark, so you are now 10 games ahead.
Rough week. I tried to, I did some silly things like taking Indianapolis and a couple of those things, so.
Yeah. And
of course, you did some silly things, too, Bob. Didn't you take New England?
Well, I took the Raiders in the points, too. Took New England in the points, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of which availed me much.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you know that it's business as usual again in Philadelphia. Teams are coming into Vet Stadium, and the Eagles are scoring 30 points again, and they're winning in walks.
Well, they McMahon, they looked pretty miserable. I watched some of the first half yesterday occasionally, and they looked pretty miserable offensively in the first half, but then they loosened things up in the second half, and they still have a good defense. They got the one bad cornerback, Booty, but he's playing for Ben Smith, but beyond that, they do have a great defense.
I also told you late last week that I cannot go against the Phoenix Cardinals for the rest of the season, and what happens? They go into L.A. and beat the Rams.
Yes, they do. They Rams back to normal, 3-6. That's another Vikings game. They get to play out at the Rams, and the Rams will if they keep playing at this pace, they'll just go out there and do to the Rams what they did to the Bucks.
Yeah, this is going to happen every time at this point in the NFL season. You have a lot of bad teams that are 5-4 at this point. Mm-hmm. But I looked at the schedule yesterday, Patrick, as to what I wanted to watch on television. Every matchup was not inspiring in the NFL yesterday.
Let's see. Was there a good game? I guess Buffalo and who was? I can't remember. Buffalo and Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh is not a terribly dynamic team, but that was probably the best game of the day.
Yeah.
And not, you're right. I mean, that wasn't a horribly thrilling contest by any means. Pittsburgh doesn't do much for you offensively. So.
Well, Denver and the Jets, New Orleans, New England, Washington, Seattle, Giants, Green Bay. I didn't want to watch any of those games.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
A lot of bad teams, Bobby, and the Vikings are proving that. But that, if you have a few players and you go after people, there's just a lot of NHL teams and NFL teams just sitting there waiting to get beat.
Yeah.
And these guys, Dallas is demonstrating that. And another team I'm getting curious about is New Orleans. I wonder if they're for real. I was high on them when the year started. I got a little bored by them for a while, but they're 7-2 too. So
yeah.
So the
Bears were finished last night, most likely eliminated from playoff competition. That was sad.
You got a 2-touchdown lead against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
You're playing at home and you can't put them away.
Mm-hmm.
What a horrible offensive performance! I mean, two fumbles, two. They had four straight drives that ended with either a fumble or an interception.
Mm-hmm.
I would admire Mr. Ditka. He kept his composure.
Yes.
I would think that the temptation to throw Harbaugh on the ground and strangle him was pretty strong yesterday.
What's weird, though, is with a 21-7 margin, with 30 seconds left, they're on their own 20, knee the ball. Let's go into the dressing room. Oh, no, he's got Harbaugh out there throwing the bomb.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they're trying to change their image, but unfortunately, this is it. He's, when this season's over, he's leaving.
Yeah.
And I think maybe whoever comes in there is going to walk into a bad situation because they're very old, they're very mediocre offensively, and they're very old defensively. They got a lot of work to do there.
I'll tell you somebody else who sang the swan song yesterday, and this was due to an injury. Lawrence Taylor ruptured Achilles tendon in the game against the Packers.
I guess that thing. I saw the replay of that. It looked like you could almost. Hear it rip from the living room in Golden Valley, man. And if indeed, I would think that I heard some people saying that, well, maybe he'll come back now because you don't want to go out like this. Heck, I would think that any chance of him coming back was eliminated because that's the type of injury he might not be able to play with next year.
Oh, heck yeah. Well, that would give you trouble just walking.
Yeah. So,
in your civilian life.
He was an unbelievable player, man. He reinvented that position, too. I mean, it's, the idea that about every, maybe 20 plays, the linebacker would rush the passer on a blitz ended with Lawrence Taylor. He was the guy who invented the linebacker going after the quarterback, and he was amazing in his day. I don't think he's, the last couple of years, he has not been nearly the player he was, but he was, for 7-8 years, he was fantastic.
Well, he also, correct me if I'm wrong, you want to look at linebackers historically, he brought some size to the position. Mm-hmm. In the old days, a Sam Huff, a small guy who could make up with the lack of stature with meanness, was a great middle linebacker. Lawrence Taylor was big and fast.
Well, he kind of made that 3-4 defense. He kind of was the, the rushing linebacker, as I said. They had to come up with some idea when they went to these three-man fronts, and mm-hmm. he showed them how to do it. So
yeah,
he was kind of a odd fellow. I tried to talk to him a couple of times, and sometimes he was very, very friendly, and other times he was surly. But he loves golf, so
yes, he can't be all bad.
Let's hope that this injury does not prevent him from playing his 36 holes a day.
Could it be that you were talking to him when he was psychically speaking, on his way up or on the way down, because he has had a drug problem?
I believe that he was off the stuff when
he
I
was.
Talked to him.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, anyway, that was the theory, anyway.
Yeah. Tonight, in the Georgia Dome, Niners against the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons, and I'm assuming Wade Wilson will be at the helm. They're touchdown underdogs.
Now, Billy Joe Tolliver will play.
Oh, he will. Okay.
Yeah, Wade Wilson is a backup now, but Falcons, terrible defense. Man alive, just they'll be all fired up, I'm sure, Monday night. Landville will get them all excited, but, man, they have the they have an incredibly bad defense.
I don't like that matchup either, Steve Young and his counterpart, Billy Joe Tolliver.
No, Young's probably had a better year and a better career even than Billy Joe.
So much for the pros. Let's go to the colleges here. For those of you who just tuned in, we're chatting with Patrick Royce, part of one of his sports insights on KSTP AM 1500. The upset heard round the world. No, I'm not talking about Arizona beating Washington. I'm talking about my alma mater, TCU, upsetting number 20 Texas.
Beating those Horns. I would imagine, I was saying that for TCU to beat the Horns, as often as it happens historically, that's got to be the equivalent of the Gophers beating Michigan, right?
Hey, listen, mid-1960s, Texas was number one. Do you remember that?
I don't know.
TCU and Sonny Gibbs, the quarterback, defeat UT 6-0, and it made the papers.
Sonny Gibbs, about the 6'7", 6'8", quarterback.
Yes, sir.
Big, tall, lanky QB.
I'm amazed you remember him.
Yeah, but I don't remember that game, but I was. It probably doesn't happen real often. What, maybe once a decade or something?
This was the era, Patrick, when the Star-Telegram, when something like this would happen, they would give you that time-lapse photography looking
deal. Oh, yeah,
Of the long pass to Buddy Lyle, Buddy Isles, Buddy Dial, somebody like that. The touchdown pass heard around the world.
Star Tribune, both papers here used to be that way when the Gophers were the big thing. On Sunday morning, you pick up your sports section, there would be an incredible number of photographs of the Gopher football game, a shot from the roof. And,
yep.
You know, an eight-sequence touchdown run or something like that.
But you know what? We had just as many moral victories under Abe Martin as you guys have had in the 20 or 30 years since then.
Yeah, this was a good, legitimate victory, and came as quite the shock, I'm sure, to John Makovic, because they'd won, what, five in a row?
Yes.
Texas. So,
and I mentioned TCU as the chief upset of the week with my tongue firmly planted in cheek. Let's do...
How about, by the way, how about that conference? How about SMU beating Houston?
Yeah.
You think they feel pretty good after giving up 95 to this coach 2 years ago?
Now, that conference has parity.
Oh, man. They do have. They have the NFL type of parity, Bob. P-A-R-O-D-Y.
Well, let's do give the cheers to the Arizona Wildcats.
Ooh, yeah.
You and I said last week that this team, it's been a giant killer. It should not be a touchdown underdog to anybody at home. And they won 16-3 over the co-national leader Washington Huskies.
Yeah, now it's pretty well focused in now. It's Miami and Alabama in the Sugar Bowl. Miami, Alabama has its toughest game this Saturday. They're at Mississippi State. But the way they're playing defense right now, you got to think they're going to win.
Mm-hmm. And this puts Miami head and shoulders above everybody else, finally. We have a little...
Yep. Kind of saw it coming with Washington. I mean, this is, although 2 weeks ago, obviously, they were very impressive when they pounded Stanford. But they just haven't been the same. They haven't been as dominant this year as they were a year ago. And Arizona was ready. Arizona apparently has a great defense.
Yeah. My question is, though, can they fight as well as the Gophers?
Hey, those Gophers, I saw a little clip of that last night, throwing some sucker punches there.
A little brawling?
Yeah, the one, this big lineman from Ohio State, and they were sitting there rabbit punching him and everything else.
Yeah.
Well, the Markell Fleetwood, for a guy who started off so well, hadn't done much lately. The guy keeps throwing interceptions whenever they have a chance to get back in a game.
Mm-hmm.
He's had a, I would have to say, his last month he's been pretty bad.
Yeah.
Don't
you think, though, to lose 17-0 to Ohio State there in Columbus, and that team is a surprising, what, 7-2?
Yeah.
That's no disgrace to lose 17-0.
Not very impressive, Ohio State. I mean, they're 7-2, but that's a tribute to the Big Ten more than anything.
Yeah.
That's a tribute to just an awful league.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They go down to Wisconsin now, which is going in the tank, and and I would say that this team will win one more game, and the game they will win will be Iowa up here.
I don't know. Iowa plays awfully well on the road. They've defeated Illinois and Indiana on the road.
It's kind of been a tradition for the Gophers to finish off bad to mediocre years by getting all fired up and knocking off the Hawkeyes. So I kind of see that one coming. I bet they beat I would guess they're going to beat Iowa in 2 weeks.
Wisconsin loses by many at Michigan State to a lousy Spartans team, and they lost their gear. Their gear was stolen.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Then no equipment bags to bring back.
Who steals it?
I don't know.
What the hell do you do with it?
I don't know. See, that's what's happened. This cortical fever that sports memorabilia has become.
Mm-hmm. People are now stealing shoulder pads.
I guess so.
It's a sick society, Bob.
Let's chat.
Someone used to say many years ago.
Let's chat Wolves and Stars very quickly. Stars, not winners, not losers, but tires against Edmonton on Saturday.
Edmonton started off 1-8-1, looked like the worst team in the history of the game, and now they're playing pretty good. They come in here and get a tie.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the Wolfies had a hell of a game Saturday night. It was a good game.
Yeah.
A lot of fun, went into overtime. They played a great first quarter. It was a good second half. Tim Hardaway is... heck of a player, man. He's fun to watch.
Well, as he says on that Spike Lee commercial, I got skill.
He does have skill. Supposedly, he's got about a fourth grade reading level, but you don't need to be able to read on the basketball.
You can't teach speed.
No, that was one reason a lot of teams were afraid of him in the draft. He couldn't read. Who gives a damn if he can read?
I guess you know that the Warriors have been weakened somewhat by the forcible exit of my old Reno's Tahoe casino buddy, Tom Tolbert.
Tom Tolbert has been cut. He's, he had the goatee when I saw him here for the exhibition game. He really looks like a card player now. He's got the sinister eyes and the goatee. He's playing full-time now.
Tommy, pull up a chair next to Amarillo Slim.
Doesn't have any basketball obligations now. He can play cards at all times.
Yep. I guess you know that in the NHL, a big controversy has surrounded Phil Esposito, who is wanted for assaulting a newspaper reporter.
Yeah, Bob McKenzie, who is about Esposito's size, a big square-jawed famous hockey writer up there in Toronto, and apparently Esposito tried to throw him out of the locker room there, and they were writing about that story when I was in Toronto for the World Series.
I've not seen footage of this, but wouldn't you think old habits dying hard in the heart of an old veteran hockey guy, wouldn't you think there'd be this tendency to want to pull the sport jacket over the head of the sports writer and then pummel him?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And then, plus, there's no face shield to worry about there. You can just punch the heck out of him. You don't have to worry about getting a clear shot at that face, you know.
Next hour, pro boxing, and I will be over to your house, by the way, this coming Friday night, because I'm told that these Bob Arum types, these Vegas promoters, they scramble these babies so satellite dish owners can't get these fights. I think there is a piece of equipment that is prohibitive in cost and illegal as hell. So I think it would just save me some money to head by your house on Friday.
Good fight. Well, also give Tom Kelly a little accolade for beating those sneaky little Japanese baseball players.
Hollyfield, Bo, and Tom Kelly next hour. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye-bye for now. Patrick Royce's Sports Insights, Part 1. Listen for him also in our 8 o'clock hour at 8:10, during the 5 o'clock hour of the Tory Rider Show, and tonight, MNST at 6 o'clock here at KSTP AM 1500.
Go where the savings are, the four.